This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Now, born on this date in 1974, Major League infielder and manager Alex Grammas of Birmingham. His last big league job was as a coach on Sparky Anderson's Detroit Tigers staff during the 80s through 1991. He was the third base coach when the Tigers won the World Series in 1984. And it's been 50 years since the 1974 tornado outbreak across the South that killed nearly 90 people in Alabama. Today, we have possible changes to ethics laws, possible union movement, possible hackers affecting a city, and some wishing for a possible aquarium. And we'll also have the reasons the feds say they cracked down on a dog food testing facility. My name's Ike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. The Alabama House of Representatives passed a bill Tuesday that would repeal and replace the existing state ethics law, reports AL.com's Mike Kaysen. Now, the bill was sponsored by Representative Matt Simpson, a Daphne Republican. Those opposed to the measure include State Attorney General Steve Marshall and Ethics Commission Executive Director Tom Albritton. Simpson said the bill clarifies ethics laws and how they affect public employees and their families far beyond lawmakers. Marshall argued that it would result in decriminalizing ethics cases and leaving them to civil litigation. Albritton said it narrows the definition of family members and loosens a friendship exception so loopholes might open up over gifts received by those with connections to public officials. Still, the bill passed the House 79-9 and moves to the Senate. Yesterday, we had a segment on warnings from the governor's office about the effects of unionization. Since then, Reuters has reported that a petition for a union election will drop soon for workers at the Mercedes-Benz plant in Vance, Alabama. Now, the United Auto Workers Union said back in February that half that plant's workers had already signed union authorization cards, and it's also said that its goal is to get that to 70% before petitioning for an election. AL.com's William Thornton reports that just last week, the union said workers in Vance filed anti-union charges against the company with the National Labor Relations Board. City employees in Birmingham have spent the past few weeks filling out paper time cards and doing business with good old-fashioned pen and paper, the way God intended, said the newspaper man on his podcast. City officials have been coy on the topic so far. Mayor Randall Woodfin called the issue a network disruption, and the mayor's director of communications, Rick Journey, wouldn't say whether it was the work of hackers, just that there will be more details later and that it won't stop workers from getting paid. AL.com's Joseph D. Bryant reports that multiple sources have pointed toward a ransomware attack. Now, if that were true, it would mean someone is demanding a payment in order to release the computer system and data back to the city. Now, that's not an uncommon situation. Last year, the Coleman County Revenue Commissioner's office was attacked, and several years ago, the Montgomery County data was captured by hackers. When the media brand Beham Now posted a story Monday that the Brookwood Village Mall would be turned into an aquarium, folks figured out that the story was being shared on April Fool's Day. But here it is, April 3rd, and some are still fooling around with the idea. AL.com's Howard Koplowitz reports that a wishful but very serious petition quickly picked up hundreds of signatures. The original April Fool's post by Beham Now included a Photoshop sign that said Brookwood Aquarium and claimed that future features at the site would include an aqua theater and glass bottom boat rides. Veteran meteorologist Fred Hunter is retiring at the end of the month, reports AL.com's Cody D. Short. Hunter is from Fort Payne. His early career stops included Tuscaloosa before he landed at WBRC Fox 6 in 1997, and he's been there ever since. Folks in central Alabama know him from doing the weather and from doing traveling feature stories on Absolutely Alabama. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll have some details about a dog food testing facility that landed in the USDA's doghouse. It's not a pretty story, but it bears telling. All right, y'all, this story isn't a fun one, but we're going to go to Amanda Karamabadi about the results of a USDA investigation into a Wetumpka kennel that does research for the pet food industry.
Federal investigators found malnourished and diseased dogs at an animal testing facility in Wetumpka, prompting dozens of citations in recent years. Blue Ridge Kennel is a laboratory that conducts research for the pet food industry, and according to PETA, they've been cited for violations of the Animal Welfare Act 83 times since 2020. In reports dating back to 2022, the federal agency observed malnourished dogs, dogs so overweight that it was difficult for them to stand, dogs suffering from severe disease without treatment, worms, and dogs that came from unlicensed and unknown sources. Investigators found a yellow Labrador retriever with dropped hips and pressure sores on his elbows and legs, and dogs that were severely underweight with prominent ribs, back, and hip bones. A veterinarian recommended that one of those underweight dogs, a red bone hound, be retired, but the dog was still on study at the time of inspection. The lab's facilities are also in disrepair, with rusted and jagged fences, exposed screws where dogs exercise, plastic dog beds with holes in sharp areas, and clogged floor drains that left standing water. Blue Ridge failed to keep accurate and complete medical records for their dogs, and in some instances, they even failed to administer medications prescribed by veterinarians. Another USDA inspection report from 2023 found multiple dogs who had severe dental disease, including an 11-year-old lab named Showboat and a 12-year-old golden retriever named Thor. The dogs had hard, dark brown substances covering their teeth, swollen gums, and broken canines. A 9-year-old lab named Sunny was found with similar dental issues, as well as a right ear canal that was filled with a large amount of brown-black material that was odorous. In another case, a dog was not given a cone collar after being spayed, so she scratched and licked the surgery site, causing it to become infected. In 2023, the U.S. Department of Agriculture issued 26 citations and $80,000 in fines to Blue Ridge Kennel. A consent decision was issued this month stating Blue Ridge will pay $48,000 in fines, and if the USDA finds more violations in the future, they'll be required to pay an additional $32,000. A spokesperson for the state police told AL.com that they are assisting the USDA, the lead agency in this case. John Plessner, the CEO of Blue Ridge, did not respond to a request for comment.
Thank you, Amanda, and thanks to everybody out there for joining us again. We'll return bright and early tomorrow. Until then, you're all welcome to come by and see us whenever you want to on the internet at al.com.